This is Karen. And after a month or so, may kwento na naman ako today. Basically, I'll actually make kwento kung bakit matagal-tagal akong hindi nagparamdam and hindi nag-upload. And I'll also tell you kung ano bang nangyari sa akin in detail regarding the pharmacist licensure exam na kinuha ko last 29 to 30 ng June. By the way, to make me credible enough naman, since I'll also be sharing how I studied ganyan, although I didn't use the conventional way of studying for the boards, I found out naman that I passed the licensure exam last July 7 lang. And also, a large disclaimer, I wasn't able to fully concentrate on studying for that exam kasi I'm also currently a medical student. Especially since lagi ko naman siya sinasabi the past episodes. So, long story short, pinagsabay ko ang first year med ko while studying for the pharmacy board exams during the time of the pandemic. So, okay. Before natin ituloy yung kwento, pag-usapan muna natin kung ano ba yung board exam na kinukuha ng mga gustong maging registered pharmacist. Kasi maraming nagtatanong kung ano bang ganap talaga dito since aside from yung mga may balak kumuha, marami din talagang curious kung ano ba talagang laman ng licensure exam namin. So, I took the pharmacist licensure exam. This actually lasts for 2 days. Merong 6 modules or exams included, tapos 100 items each. Okay, dito natin sisimulan yung basic run-through kung ano bang meron dun sa 6 modules. First module, module 1, pharmaceutical chemistry. Lahat ng hard chem nandito. Inorganic farm chem, organic farm chem, medicinal chem, andito. Dito rin ine-expect ng mga examiners na alam mo yung ganap sa periodic table. At the same time, you should also know the other names and prominent properties of chemicals. Okay, for example, blue vitriol is also the other name of copper sulfate. Yung sinasabing dephlogisticated air, yun naman ang other name ng oxygen. Yung beryllium naman, it is also known as the most toxic metal, ganyan. Dito rin nagtatanong ng IUPAC name or yung standardized naming ng mga common chemical substances. Kaso, walang drawing dun sa mismo exam. So, pag di mo alam yung structure, nganga ka na lang, ganun. Which was what I actually did nung may nakita kong ganyang question nung kumuha ko ng exam. Lastly, dito rin nagtatanong if, for example, nilagyan mo ng bulky functional group yung drug structure, for example, ng penicillin, anong mangyayari or para saan ba bakit nilagyan? Anyway, hindi ko pa rin aman alam kung ano yung sagot doon, so ayoko talaga nung module na to. Pero it's like the largest component of the board exam kasi 20% siya. So okay, next module, module 2, pharmacognosy and biochemistry. First of all, I really hate this module kasi ang hirap niya. Like, I get it. May biochem kami ng first sem ng med school. Pero gago pare, ang hirap ng biochem na tinatanong nila sa boards. Like, parang A1. Parang sinwerte nga ako kasi nagtanong ng enzymes tungkol sa Krebs cycle, ganyan. They also ask about identification tests. Like, anong tests ang gagamitin mo to identify ketosis, ganyan. By the way, the answer is yung Sellie-Wanoff's test, ganyan. Tapos, nung exam mismo, minsan nakalagay pa yung buong procedure. Parang like isang malaking paragraph per procedure, ganyan. Tapos, mga 5 tanong ata yung may ganun. So, parang reading comprehension na A1. Tapos, sa pharmacognosy naman, puro Morse type. Like, for example, which of the following statements are true about Hamamelis water? And honestly, first time ko marinig yun, di ko alam kung ano yung Hamamelis water, ganyan. Tapos, minsan may tanong na which statements are true about hydrolyzable tannins. Eh, hindi ko nga kilala masyado kung ano yung mga tannins kasi skinip ko na sila. By the way, tannins are like secondary metabolites of plants. Anyway, so ayun, ayoko nung module na yun. Ang baba na nakuha ko dyan eh. Module 3, practice of pharmacy. This is basically composed of dispensing, hospital pharmacy, and pharmaceutical calculations. Madalas dito tinatanong yung parts of the prescription o reseta, tinatanong din yung types of hospitals, minsan types of doctors, tinatanong din yung pagko-compute ng dosage strengths and dosage, yung mga ginagamit sa dosage forms, ganyan, madalas tinatanong. Maraming situational questions dito, like, if you're the pharmacist, ganyan, tapos may ganitong drugs na pinrescribe, anong gagawin mo? And madalas, it's a question about drug-drug interactions or about adverse drug reactions. But nung exam namin, puro gamot yung tanong kahit dapat under siya ng module 4. So, that's for the first day, modules 1 to 3. So, for the second day naman, modules 4 to 6. Yung module 4, pharmacology and pharmacokinetics. Pero kasama rin dito yung toxicology. So, minsan nagtatanong ng mga important antidotes. By the way, the difference pala between pharmacology and pharmacokinetics. So, the first one, pharmacology, it is actually the study of what the drug does to the body. So, basically, yung mga mechanism of action of different drug classes, dito tinatanong, and potency of drugs, ganyan. On the other hand naman, pharmacokinetics, it's actually the study of what the body does to the drug. So, bali dito tinatanong yung absorption, distribution, metabolism, and excretion of the drug by the body. So, no exam namin, ang daming tanong about biopharmaceutics, I think. Like, if binigyan mo raw ng metabolic enzyme inducer, yung patient, anong mangyayari sa isa pang separate drug? Like, tataas ba or bababa yung concentration? Ganyan. Anyway, madalas examinees actually get high scores here kasi dito madalas nakafocus yung attention during review because of the bulk of info. Okay, next module na tayo. Sorry, ang dami kong M, pero ang dami kasing coverage. Module 5, pharmaceutics. This is composed of questions about different drug dosage forms kasi hindi naman lahat ng gamot ay tablet lang or syrup lang. May mga questions about pharmaceutical manufacturing. So, may mga tanong about machines na ginagamit for bulk production and yung mga licenses ng mga manufacturers, distributors, importers, exporters, ganun, tinatanong. And dito rin nila sinisingit yung mga jurisprudence questions. So, may mga batas na may kinalaman sa pharmacy practice tinatanong. Like yung generics law, Philippine Pharmacy Act, Comprehensive Dangerous Drugs Act of 2002, ganyan. Tapos, noong time ko, aral-aral ako ng mga ganyang batas. Pero yung lumabas sa boards, never kong nabasa na law. So, diba, malas ko, ganyan. Anyway, ito yung lowest ko. Ayoko nito. And lastly, Module 6, Quality Assurance and Quality Control. Please don't let me differentiate kung anong pinagkaiba nung dalawa. Kasi tinatanong yan sa boards. And I feel na may mga mali ako sa questions regarding that. Dito rin madalas nagtatanong about classical quantitative analysis, like yung different types of titrations, ganyan. And nagtatanong din about instrumental quantitative analysis, like mga bagay tungkol sa spectrophotometry, mass spec, chromatography, HPLC, etc., etc. Also, may microbiology questions din dito. And minsan, they also ask about antibiotics din. Mostly, the questions here about are validity tests, ganyan. Tapos mayroon mga questions din about public health. Actually, wala akong maalala na tinanong sa amin dito. Parang siyang guni-guni, ganyan. Kasi gusto ko na siyang matapos nung kinukuha ko. Last subject kasi siya, tapos ihing-ihi na ako. Maga akong pasa. So, ang haba ng explanation ko, no? Mahaba naman talaga yung exam, ganyan. Anyway, the important thing to take note is that even if nakahati siya into 6 modules, madalas nagkakahalo-halo ng questions within the exams. Kaya minsan may mahahanap kang questions na dapat for module 6 na second day, pero nasa module 1 na first day, parang A1, no? Ang point ko lang is napaka-whack ng licensure exam namin. Like, parang pangit ka banding. Tapos, para pumasa, dapat maka 75 na average. Pero grabe, nung sa college nga namin sa pharmacy, 60 pa lang, hirap na ako. Okay, moving on. So, I want to explain paano ba ako nauwi sa point na kinuha ko yung boards kasabay ng first year ko sa med school. Because normally, usually, you take a gap year to take the boards. Then, if you want to go to med school, then you apply after. Lalo na especially sa pinanggalingan kong college where the major internship na required para makakuha ng boards ay kinukuha pa outside of our 5-year curriculum. So yes po, 5 years, na usually 4 years, yung BS Pharmacy sa institution na pinanggalingan ko. Okay, timeline. May 2020, I was accepted to the med school I'm aiming for. So yay! Good news, ganyan. June 2020, nag-release na ata ng candidates for graduation sa pharmacy. And okay, so sabi ko, pwede na akong mag-apply. And actually, I decided to apply na for a major internship para tuloy-tuloy na. One big clarification though, kasagsagan to ng pandemic. So, in hindsight, medyo risky pala na nag-major internship ako sa isang hospital. And yes, may tumanggap pa rin sa akin for some odd reason. So, 360 hours yung required for our major internship. So, I tried to speedrun the internship. Bali, 8 to 12 hours per day? Kaya tinry ko siyang tapusin 1.5 months. Oh my god, bakit ko ginawa yun? Okay, so timeline, where na tayo? July 2020, natapos ko yung major internship and I decided to enroll in a review center. Bale, yung setup ng review center is through online classes and actually yun yung first time ko na maka-experience ng Zoom synchronous classes. So, bale, before med school pa, I know early on na hindi siya effective for me. Pero syempre, I try as much as possible na umattend ng classes kasi medyo mahal yung review center, sayang bayad, 'di ba? Pero wala akong masyadong na-absorb kasi madalas wala na yung attention span ko by 10 to 15 minutes into the Zoom meeting and araw-araw siyang 8-hour classes, so hindi ko talaga kinakaya. So, ayun, natapos na yung review classes. Bale, hindi naman ako naka-attend na everyday kasi nung kalauna, may mga virtual meetings and orientations na rin na need puntahan for med school. Pero I tried studying for the boards pa rin during the first few weeks of med kasi kaya pa naman. Tapos, I graduated from pharmacy and actually started med school nung September 2020. So, during that time, so nag-aaral ako for boards, tapos yung goal ko is to take the boards na scheduled for December 2020. Kaso, sa meds ko, syempre, in-overestimate ko na naman yung sarili ko, diba? Nung pumasok ako sa med, biglang pumasok yung mga subjects tulad ng neurology, endocrinology, tapos may mga OB subjects din kami, ontogeny, parturition, tapos may mga pedia and geria subjects din kami. Bale, long story short, di ko na kinaya, isa ba yung boards review? Kasi sobrang layo nung coverage ng inaaral ko sa pharmacy as compared sa med. So, syempre, ayoko nang pabagsak-bagsak din naman sa med, hiyang-hiya naman ako sa slot na nakuha ko, diba? Na, ayun. Kaya, honestly, medyo malaking relief sa akin na na-postpone yung December 2020. Kasi hindi pa naman talaga ako ready. So, the next schedule was April 2020. And that was the second sem na of my first year in med. So, I spent my entire Christmas vacation, like wala talagang pahinga, preparing for the boards. Para sabi ko, hindi siya sagabal sana sa second sem ko. Kaso, in-underestimate ko kung gaano kabigat ang heavy anatomy and physiology na med school. So, nung na-postpone ulit yung April 2020 boards for the examinees from NCR, Baguio, Davao, I was like, fuck, malilimutan ko na yung inaral ko kasi ang dami kong aaraling bago for second sem. Tapos, nung nalaman ko yung susunod na schedule, I know na GG ako nung nalaman kong June 2020 yung next schedule. So, I was really contemplating if magba-back out na ako kasi marami pa kami dadaanan. Dadaanan pa namin yung cardio, pulmo, tapos may gastrointestinal, may renal pa. So yeah, those are very heavy organ systems and I'm pretty sure malilimutan ko na yung mga halaman na inaral ko for pharmacognosy and yung mga machines na inaral ko for manufacturing. So, bale, after our last exam ng renal, which is our last module for like first year. May around 2 weeks pa ako. So sabi ko, okay, baka pwede, baka kaya, Karen, kaya mo to, ganyan, sayang yung bayad mo, 900 pesos, ganyan. And I will focus on studying the boards muna. I mean, may mga deliverables pa naman ako for med during those 2 weeks, like yung neuro-scan namin and our comprehensive exam. But you know, I need to make it work kasi gusto ko na talagang kumuha ng boards. So, the first thing I did to prepare studying for the 2 weeks was to pre-test myself. Syempre, titingnan mo muna kung ano na ba yung mga nalimutan mo, ganyan. Using a practice questions manual. And for module 1, Farm Chem, I actually scored a 38 out of 100. And ay, wala siya. Sabi ko, nung nakita ko yung score ko, like, fuck, paano to? And really, the added pressure was from the fact na through the years, the institution where I'm from, they always had a 100% passing rate sa boards. So imagine if bumagsak ako, paggagawan pa ako ng rebulto for sure ng home college namin para gawing lesson sa mga lower years na huwag niyong gayahin, ganyan. Anyway, so ayun, umalis muna ako sa mga SOCMED and I did pretty mediocre. Parang inalay ko, unfortunately, yung mga requirements ko sa med school to focus on studying for the boards. By the way, our comprehensive exam pala for med, first year. Nagkataon it was scheduled ng June 28. While my licensure exam was scheduled last 29 to 30. So, paano na? So, nang nalaman ko yon, I know I will fail something. And I hope it was not the latter. I mean, thankfully, I did better than expected sa compre exam namin. I mean, ox na sa akin yung lumagpas ako ng 50%, ganyan. So, like, it's good naman siguro for someone who has low standards, like me in this situation, di ba? Yung makalagpas kalahati ka, ibig sabihin may natutunan ka, di ba? Oh my god, sorry na lang sa mga nakakita ng score ko ng mga profs. I promise naman, very high yield naman yung lectures nyo, ganyan. Okay, so game time, board exam proper, 2 araw. Honestly, wala ko masyadong maalala. Like, ayun, nakikita ko lang yung mga kasamahan ko, may daladalang reviewers habang ako nakanganga kasi ayokong nagre-review last minute. Ewan ko. So, 2 things lang naman madalas yung naaalala ko. First is that lagi ang haba ng pila sa Girl CR. Like, akala mo may box office hit na pelikulang pinapalabas dun. Like, regardless kung gaano ako aga matapos at magpasa sa isang exam, laging may pila sa CR. Tapos one time, nagdadasan na lang ako sa pila kasi nangingiling na yung tuhod ko. Kasi hindi na kaya ng external sphincter ko. Ganyan. Mabait naman si Lord kasi umabot ako sa cubicle. So ayun, TMI. Ang kadiri pala ng kwento ko pero wala akong masyadong maalala dun sa board exam proper. And the next thing na I remember from the boards ha, is that may nakita akong cute na examinee. O, ayan, priorities. Pero hindi ako sure kung cute talaga siya or matangkad lang. 5'1 lang naman ako eh. Mababa lang naman standards ko sa height. So, kasi hindi ko sure kung cute siya kasi naka-face mask and naka-face shield siya. So, parang Schrodinger's ganyan. Anyway, sana pumasa siya since natanggal yung kaba ko kasi na-distract ako because of them. Wow! Wow, galing! And after a week of waiting, I passed the exam and nalaman ko lang siya kasi may nag-congrats sa akin agad. And mali pala yung website na inaabangan ko ng results. So ayun, hanggang sa huli ay isa akong clown, ganyan. Fortunately, lahat from our insti passed the board. So, yay for 100% passing rate ulit. Okay, ang haba pala nito, no? Okay, last segment na of the kwento. By the way, apologies if medyo maraming background noise. Kasi nasa condo ako ngayon. Okay, last segment, tapusin na natin to, is I'll actually try to answer some of the most frequently asked questions sa Curious Cat ko pertaining sa boards. So, first one is, paano ba raw ako nag-aral for the boards? Given nga na isinabay ko siya with my first year of med school. So, 3 lang naman yung advice na kaya ko ibigay kasi ito lang naman talaga yung mga sinunod ko. Number 1 is mostly practice questions. It's basically my holy grail, ganyan. Since the more I answered practice questions, the more I got scared kasi na-realize ko na wala akong alam. Anyway, it's nice to answer practice questions kasi testmanship is key talaga. So, for the board exam, like, di mo kasi talaga maaaral yung buong coverage. So, having the skill to intelligently guess or answer test questions is crucial. And no offense naman, the pharmacy licensure is very, very, very luck-based. kung nadaanan mo siya during the review or kung naituro ba siya sa undergrad. Kasi, I'm not gonna lie, may mga first time akong marinig na nasa exam. So, ayun, answering practice questions is key. Second is, I used flashcards or anything that uses active recall and spaced repetition. Personally, I use Anki, the Anki app, kasi yun yung flashcard program na gamit ko for studying in med school. Pero you can also use yung physical flashcards kung masipag ka magsulat. Ako kasi tamad ako, so hindi ko kaya magsulat. Pwede din Quizlet, Brainscape, among others na sikat na flashcard apps. I made my own personal flashcards nung masipag pa ako. Pero I also use pre-made Anki decks such as Sketchy Farm and Zanki decks. Lastly, since tatlo lang naman yung study techniques na sinubukan kong gamitin as a nagka-cram for 2 weeks, kaso tong last na tip is in context na sinabay ko siya sa med, I think. So, the way I studied pharmacology kasi, I tried to integrate it with our physiology lectures. For example, studying CNS and ANS drugs, sinabay ko siya while studying neurophysio. For studying diuretics and antihypertensives, sinabay ko siya while studying renal physio and the RAAS system. And for studying H2 antagonists and proton pump inhibitors, sinabay ko siya while studying gastrointestinal physio. Anyway, it made me appreciate both pharmacology and physiology because they're really related. Okay, ang ingay nung kapitbahay namin. Oh my god. So, next question is, kung may sinunod ba akong pamahiin for the boards? By the way, pamahiin for exams means yung mga certain beliefs or practices that can, sinasabi nila, can increase your luck in passing the exam. Such as pagbali ng pencils after the exam, or magsuot ng red underwear, or yung wag lilingon sa room na pinagkuhanan mo na exam after taking it, ganun. So, my short answer for that is wala akong sinunod kasi sabi ko, para may sisisihan ako in case na di ako pumasa. Yun, napakawalang kwenta ko talaga. But I did pray for guidance. I think spirituality really helps individuals, especially in times of stress and in need, regardless of what entity you pray to. I guess believing in an entity greater than humanity keeps me humble and at peace, especially during times na I think things are really out of my control. Okay, last question, kasi nauubusan ako ng laway. Last question is kung ano ang board ratings ko. Like, hindi ko alam kung bakit madalas nyo tinatanong to. Once again, ang importante pumasa ako. Pero may exam scores ranged from 85 to 95. So, personally, proud naman ako sa kanila. Pero at the same time, hindi ko na rin naman nakikita yung significance ng mga numerical values na yun sa buhay ko ngayon. Since ang importante naman ay pumasa ako. Okay, to finish this episode, kasi feel ko relatively mahaba to. And I'll put timestamps naman in the description for parts na dun lang kayo interesado. The reason why I wanted to take the boards agad, aside from the fear na baka malimutan ko na yung alam ko with regards to the exam coverage, is that it's my personal sign of respect to the pharmacy profession and also kind of a closure sa pagiging pharmacy student ko. Like, the board exam kasi is always described as the end goal when we were studying pharmacy. Sinasabi na, ito, tinatanong sa boards, ganyan. And I just want to be more accountable whenever someone asks me about drugs. And honestly, after taking and passing the boards, I have a higher level of respect towards the profession now. I mean, hindi ko gusto masyado yung content ng exam and yung way of questioning nila. But na-realize ko na dapat sobrang well-rounded ka to be able to take that exam in the first place. And I guess even if I become a medical doctor in the future, I'll always acknowledge that pharmacists and other health professionals have competencies that doctors can never master and that they deserve to be compensated more, sa totoo lang. So that's it, no? If you have any comments or questions, you may message me through my Curious Cat account or through Twitter. I'm really excited to produce more episodes for the next few weeks. Especially na as of this recording, the podcast has reached more than 820 streams. Thank you so much for the support, and until next time, bye!